Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If you're hearing this program during the first half of the 3 o'clock hour, that's Central Time, well, you're hearing a live broadcast, and we would love to hear from you. Bob and Richard and I would like to entertain your call right now, your question, your topic. 844-322-2742 is the number to dial. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada. Again, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to talk about worry today. You know, I've yet to meet a person that hasn't worried at some point in their lives. We all get hit with trials and tribulations, troubles of every kind. We don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. We don't know what next week's going to bring. We don't know what next year is going to bring. But we try to think about those things. We project out there, and those thoughts are always or normally negative. We create these dark scenarios, and as a result, our emotions follow suit, and we start to worry. We start to wring our hands a little bit. Our stomach starts to tie in knots, and we have all kinds of physical things that attend to that worry. And for each and every one of us, it's something a little bit different. I think a lot of men worry about money. I know that's one of the things that I worry about. Will I have enough to send my kids through college? Will I have enough to retire? And looked at my bank account yesterday, and the answer to that is a big fat no. So, so guys, you're stuck with me for a long time. Yeah. And so for a lot of guys, it's money. I got a note from a friend of mine, a high school buddy, and he was responding and said, thank you for the devotional this morning, which asked the question or made the comment, the cure for worry. And he said, you know, I'm a commission salesman and self-employed. And so I have a lot of trouble with anxiety, a lot of trouble with worry. And certainly that's a worrisome position to be in, not knowing what tomorrow is going to look like. Well, what is the cure for worry? Well, Peter made a real simple statement. He said this: cast all your anxiety, cast all your care, cast all your worries on Jesus, because he cares for you. If God has sent Jesus, and that fact is a demonstration of God's love for us, he saved us. He saved us eternally. Then we know he's interested in us. We know that he's interested in the details of our lives, and that he's big enough to work through the trials and tribulations that come our way, so we can actually relax in him. I think when we look at our future, we experience negative emotions. When we look to Christ, that's when those emotions start to change, and we start to exchange fear and anxiety and worry for peace and joy in Christ Jesus. So what is the solution to worry? It is simply learning how to cast your cares, how to cast your anxiety upon the Lord, knowing that he cares for you. Now, this word for anxiety, this word for worry in the Greek is a very interesting word. It's a word that causes a disruption to the personality and to the mind. So we're not talking about just little normal worries of life. We're talking about things that really dig in and take root, and they disturb us. They disturb our thinking, where we can't sleep at night. They disturb our physical responses. Like I said, our stomachs can get tied in all kinds of knots. We can go through life just perspiring or feel clammy or just this uneasiness about the way things are. That's what this word is all about. So it's a big deal. And when we're thinking such negative ways about the future, it's no wonder that we experience such a disturbance of the mind and personality, one that only God can calm down through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Absolutely. Well, this is Basic Gospel, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, my name is Bob Davis, and we would love to hear from you. Again, 844-322-2742 is available 24 hours a day. If you're not hearing the live broadcast, you can record your question. We'll be glad to play it back on a later edition and answer it fully for you. Again, that number, 844-322-2742. Today, Basic Gospel is 59 days away from the end of our fiscal year, and to meet that, the budgeted expenses for radio,
airtime, for internet, and for all the other vital things. We need gifts, as I said yesterday, totaling $280,000 by June 30th. That's, of course, the end of the fiscal year. Now, that's a lot of money, but all of us pulling together, we can make it happen. We encourage you, friends, please help us reach out to those in need through your gift to Basic Gospel. And with your gift, you're going to receive an important message by Richard and Bob called The Breakout. Just click the prominent link at basicgospel.net to make your gift and receive your copy of The Breakout. Again, help us meet the need and keep the good news coming. That's basicgospel.net or phone your gift to 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742 or basicgospel.net.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go down and talk with Clay listening to us in Thorndale, Texas. Hi, Clay. Always good to hear from
you,
my friend.
Doing, Bob?
Doing well, thank you.
Oh, good. Hey, I was meditating on this worry, you know, because I don't know until we go to be with the Lord that it's ever going to cease. It gets better. But you take, I like to look at everything at the shadow first. So you see the children of Israel crossed over the Jordan into the promised land. And it was up to them. He said, every place that the soles of your feet shall tread, I have given unto you. But there was a lot of worry and anxiety with doing that, okay? And then I looked at 1 John 1:2. It says, above all, John saying, above all things, brother, I pray that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So I wanted to get you to comment on this. I believe a lot of this worry and anxiety and stuff has to do with maturing and transformation of the soul into the image and putting on the mind of Christ. And I don't mean in a works mentality. You know, some of the most worried people I've ever known in my life are people that don't take the word of God and hide it in their heart and meditate it on day and night. I just wanted to hear what you had to say about that, Bob.
Well, Clay, excellent point, and as always, you bring keen insight to the Basic Gospel table, so thank you so much for that. But our way of life as believers in Christ is a way of faith. We're to trust. We're to abide in the resurrected Christ. You know, he conquered sin and death. Well, if he can conquer our greatest enemies, certainly he's big enough and more powerful than any of the trials and tribulations that we go through. So growing in Christ, growing in the grace of God, means that we're going to exhibit a greater dependence upon the Lord. As it says in Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. So where we get into trouble is when we lean on our own understanding, when we try to figure out things through our intellect, when we try to solve things through our human effort, and we don't rely upon the resurrected Jesus to do his work in and through us and to power us through these trials and tribulations of life. So as we grow in our dependence upon Jesus, I think we're going to see worry start to diminish. It doesn't mean that trials and tribulations are going to go away. It doesn't mean that those worrisome thoughts aren't going to fly through our minds. It just means that we're not going to act on those. We're going to recognize that those just come from stinking thinking that we are prone to do. And I'm going to reject that, and I'm going to rely on who Jesus is and who Jesus is in and through me. I'm going to trust him. And we're going to go through this thing together. So I think as we start growing in that walk of faith, and really that becomes kind of our natural way of responding to the situations of life, I think in all situations we'll be able to say, it is well with my soul.
Yeah, leaning on the Word of God and not on our understanding. Like I always say, I think the devil gets blamed for a lot of things that God calls an enemy, the natural mind of Christ. And that, just because I'm born again, I didn't receive the mind of Christ. I received a born again spirit, and I didn't get a glorified body. And I only know one thing that has changed this natural mind, and it's dependency upon God, like you said, and taking the word of God, his will and his promises, and knowing what we're heirs to.
Yes, absolutely. So I think
all right, thank you all.
You're welcome, Clay. And in light of what you're saying, our devotional this morning is, you know, how to overcome worry, how to beat worry at its game, so to speak. And I think the scripture gives us three things that we can do. First is what we've already talked about, and that's to cast your cares upon the Lord, to simply knowing that he cares for you. Paul put it this way. Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with an attitude of thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. So talk to him about it. That's the act of casting your cares upon the Lord. Then give thanks. You know, we have everything that we need for life and godliness in Christ Jesus. We've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ. The current situation, whatever it may be that you're going through right now, doesn't change God's love for you. And you shouldn't look at that circumstance as a gauge for how God loves you or how much God loves you or what He is thinking about you at this present moment. That's just a circumstance of life. Life comes at you. That's just what it means to live in this world. But that circumstance doesn't change the fact that all of your sins have been forgiven. It doesn't change the fact that you have been declared righteous in the sight of God. It doesn't change the fact that Christ is alive, living in you with the promise that he will never leave you nor forsake you. So right there in the middle of that circumstance, you have just hundreds and hundreds of reasons to give thanks to Jesus Christ. So cast all your cares upon him, give thanks in all things, and then the third thing is to seek the mind of the Lord. Don't lean on your own understanding. What does God's word have to say about this current situation? And I think if we will remember those three things, these trials and tribulations will just, we won't fret as much as we used to. That worry won't dig as deep into our hearts and souls as it once did. I think these are very important, a very practical way to beat worry at its own game. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I remember back in my darker days, very dark days.
You'll explain that,
buddy. Yeah. That being thankful in a situation, I thought, was the hardest work I ever had to do, because I was approaching it as work. You know, hit me with a 2x4. Thank you, sir. Hit me again. Thank you, sir. And that's not what we're talking about. And if you're trying to deal with your situations by just gritting your teeth and saying thank you, and thank you is more of a curse word than, right, than a true thanks, you're missing the point. This is going beyond what's happening in the moment to what we have been given and what is also waiting for us in the future. God's taken care of all of it. Therefore, he can take care of this moment. That's when I realize I can be thankful in spite of what it is I'm going through.
Yes, indeed. And that gets back to these, you know, worry really is a feeling, right?
Yeah.
It's something that stirs within the emotions. And if we let that emotion linger without correcting it, then that's going to dig in, and that's when it's going to cause all kinds of problems for us. That's when it's really going to disturb us internally in our minds. That's when we're going to get all of those physical symptoms that go along with worry and anxiety and those sort of things. So let's talk a little bit about emotions. I was talking to my daughter Caitlin and her fiance. They're about to be married, and we were talking through this chart that we introduced yesterday, and we'll be mentioning that more throughout the month. But one of the things that we talked about was how our emotions operate, how God designed our emotions to function. And you think of a train, you have the engine and then you have the caboose. Well, the engine is God's Spirit bringing truth to these minds of ours, renewing our minds, and then emotions follow suit. So emotions are the caboose. Now, oftentimes when we get worried, when we start feeling anxious, we put those emotions up front.
Yes.
And we let them be the driver of the train. Well, whenever we're making decisions based on how we feel, normally we're going to make the wrong decisions. We're going to move down the wrong path. If we're fearful and we let fearful be the driver of our decisions, then we're going to make terrible decisions. if we let anxiety and worry, which are just a specific form of fear, mm-hmm. control our decisions, we're going to get into all kinds of trouble. So we need to recognize that feelings are the end of the train. It's the caboose. And they happen as thoughts pour into these minds of ours. So thoughts produce the feelings, or feelings flow from our thinking. So if you've ever experienced anger, that feeling of anger, it's because you've experienced angry thoughts. You're thinking angry thoughts. If you experience jealousy, it's the same thing. You're thinking jealous thoughts. If you're worried, it's because you're thinking worried thoughts. So anxiety normally is excessive worry about future events.
Yeah.
So you're not sure what tomorrow is going to bring. You're not sure how you're going to put food on the table. You're not sure how you're going to pay for your kids' college education. You're not sure if your job is going to be there for you tomorrow. And so with those possibilities, we create scenes in our minds as to how those dominoes will fall and where we will end up. And all the time, it's never in a good place. It is never in a good place. Well, that's what our minds begin to think upon. And as those minds begin to think upon those future events that we've created, it's all just imagination at this point. None of it's fact. None of it's truth. It's just our imagination. Well, our feelings predictably respond, and we get worried today about events that may or may not happen in the future. So our emotions are flowing from these thoughts of ours. So emotions always follow thought. The other thing about emotions is they don't have the ability to discern between fact or fiction. So if a scene is playing in your mind and it's just an imaginary scene, your emotions don't know that. You can go into a movie and you can watch something on a screen that you know is not true. It actually didn't happen.
It's true, Bob.
But your emotions don't.
Yeah.
So they predictably respond. The other thing about emotions is they cannot discern between past, present, and the future.
Right.
So emotions are always present tense. You feel something right now. Now, you may be thinking about something that happened yesterday or thinking about something that might happen tomorrow, but it's affecting your feelings today.
Yes.
So that's why you have to leave the feelings at the end of the train. If you're feeling anxious, you just have to realize, well, wait a minute, it's because my mind is thinking anxious thoughts. What's going on up there? What is happening up there? And is what's happening up there, are those thoughts in line with the truth of the Word of God? Do they match up with what God has told me about himself, first and foremost, about his love for me, about what he's accomplished through Jesus, his death, burial, and resurrection? Does what I think at this moment match up with what the Word of God is saying? And if it doesn't, it's time to say goodbye to the lies and grab hold of truth. Now, once you grab hold of truth and start giving thanks, it doesn't mean those feelings of worry are going to go away immediately. Mm-hmm. So don't judge whether truth is working or not because you're still feeling a little bit worried. You've been feeling worried for a long time. It's like one of those swings. You know, you put somebody on a swing, you put your child on a swing, and you have to put a lot of force into it at the beginning to get that swing to go.
Yeah.
But once it's going, all you have to do is just push it, just a slight tap. Well, if you've been worried for a long time, if you've been on edge for a long time, just takes a little bit to send that to the moon, so to speak.
Yeah.
So don't judge whether truth is doing its work in your life by those feelings. Just put them on the back shelf and keep walking in truth, and you'll start to see the peace of God filling more and more spaces in your mind and in your soul. So trust God, trust Jesus living in you, trust his word. It'll make a difference, I guarantee you.
Well, this plays, of course, right into the CD that you and Richard have produced called The Breakout, a message to encourage you friends to respond to the eternal truths of the new covenant and experience thanksgiving, commitment, contentment and love. And the breakout is yours this month with your gift to Basic Gospels to help us meet our fiscal year ending budget goal of $280,000, as I've said earlier. Now, click the prominent link right at basicgospel.net or phone your gift to 844-322-2742. Again, that's 844-322-2742 or at basicgospel.net. Richard, you had a follow-up.
Well, yes, there's another lie that Christians fall for in this area of anxiety. If I'm thinking negative thoughts and fearful thoughts about the future, it's like I'm making the future negatively come true. And so what I need to do is to stop thinking negative thoughts and think positive thoughts, and those positive thoughts will yield a positive future.
Yeah.
That's not how it works. We have a positive future because Jesus Christ has declared it to be so. He who created this world by the spoken word has also spoken eternal life, ultimate salvation, and absolute end of sin himself. He was victorious over sin and death. He has told us that that is coming. That hope, though we haven't received it yet, is absolutely in stone, 35 miles deep into bedrock. It cannot be moved. The writer to Hebrews calls it an anchor for the soul. That's what we're thinking about. We're not trying to go, well, it'll be better and hopefully create our own future. Our future has been created and is waiting for us. We can believe it. We can bet our lives on it. And that's what takes us out of this negative stuff.
Our blessed hope. So what we're talking about here on Basic Gospel is not positive affirmations, looking in the mirror, saying everything's going to be okay. It's not positive thinking. It's truth.
Truth.
It's truth and truth alone that will set you free. So if you're worried, if you're anxious, that can be a bondage. What's the way to break out? Truth.
Truth.
Truth will set you free. So that's why it's so vitally important for us, one, to understand how our emotions function, how they operate, where the role the mind plays, and the things that we feel, and it really is the driver.
Yes.
We feel something because we think something. And if we can start trusting the Spirit of God to renew our mind with truth, and our thoughts begin to be shaped by the truth of the Word of God, we're going to see a difference. Now, that difference is going to be something that actually transcends our emotions. So as truth feeds our minds, shapes our minds, renews our minds, transforms our minds, which then starts to transform our wills, and we start to choose to act based on that truth, then we're going to experience things like joy, which transcend human emotion.
Yes.
Joy is of the Lord. May the joy of the Lord be your strength. We're going to experience the peace of God. There's a human peace. We can have a calmness about life, but that pales in comparison to the peace of God that passes understanding. So we can know that peace of God as truth begins to do its work in our minds and transforms us and shapes us. We can also know the love of God, and not to know it just as an emotion, a feeling, a warm fuzzy, but to know it as an action and the reward deep within the heart and soul of what that brings to us.
Yeah.
So truth is that important. That's why we need to let truth set us free.
Friends, I hope that you realize what you've just heard from Bob and Richard is textbook stuff on your emotions. The teaching just doesn't get any better than that. I hope you take the opportunity to visit the archive and revisit these last few minutes of this broadcast, because these are just vital in your understanding of how literally life works.
Yes.
So I want to remind you once again that we're just 59 days away from the end of our fiscal year, and to meet the budget expenses for radio time, airtime, internet, vital things that, of course, we don't even talk about on the air, we need your help, friends. We need a total of $280,000 by June 30th, end of that fiscal year. And if you can help, we really, really need your help. Click that prominent link at basicgospel.net to make your gift and receive your copy of The Breakout. That's a wonderful CD that Bob and Richard have just produced. Again, basicgospel.net, or phone your gift to 844-322-2742. Well, that's it for today. So for Bob, Richard, ministry team, Bob Davis inviting you to be with us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. See you then. Bye-bye.